Now, Blind Dave, Dave Healy, he's a very busy man. You find him here, you find him there, and sometimes he surprises you by being over there. But this week he's been to Shrewsbury, and Shrewsbury is a place that is very, very, very close to my heart. I love Shrewsbury. Why were you there, Dave?
Well, I attended a guide dogs event. Never been to one before. It was quite interesting, where guide dog owners who are on the waiting list for a new guide dog, which I am, it gives the opportunity for some of the trainers that we've never come across, who may know you by name, but they wouldn't certainly have seen you working, for us to have the opportunity to, if you want, trial, walk with a selection of dogs that they have up there. So they videoed the walks, we had conversations. But a lot of the trainers who we would never come across, who know that guide dogs work this way, you know, for sort of sourcing dogs throughout the country, have an idea of what dog they are looking for a particular person. So I had the opportunity to walk with two dogs. One was a shepherd, a lovely walk, a lovely pace, felt very comfortable. There was another dog I walked with, which was a Labrador stroke retriever. Again, lovely dog, nice walk, and I felt very comfortable there. But as the trainer said to me, you know, out of the two, which would you prefer? Because we know you do like to, you know, to step it out and walk a bit quick. But I had to own up, put my hands in the air and said, look, you know, 20 years ago, I would really have loved the speed machine. You know, I guess the lab was like the sports car. But the shepherd I walked with was more like the Bentley and the Comfort. And I said, I'm being totally honest now. I said that, you know, both of them were nice speeds to walk with, which I could do. But when I was walking with the shepherd, it was quick, but it was, how can I put it, comfortable. The lab was very quick, and I enjoyed it. But, you know, I'm starting to think, so, you know what, I'm getting on in years now. Do I really want to be doing the 100 metres at 10 seconds, or do I want to do that 100 metres at 15 seconds? And I think now I'm slowing down slightly, and I'm sort of built for comfort.
Yeah, and you've always felt comfortable, haven't you, with the German Shepherds when you're out?
Yeah, I have, yeah. I do like the Shepherds, because, I mean, Simon, I've had four dogs. I've had, the first two I had were Lab Retrievers, and they were brilliant dogs. I then had a Retriever Shepherd, who was, you know, a great dog. And then, obviously, my last one, sadly, we lost at Christmas, Seamus, was a full shepherd. And what I liked them all, because they're all characters, and they're all fabulous dogs, and they give you the independence and certainly the mobility. But what I found with Seamus, there was that kind of a bond, you know. You knew that he was your dog, and he knew that he was, you know, the one that you were guiding. So there was always that focus. And I feel they've got a wonderful temperament. And then when I do a lot of talks or I go into schools, Seamus was, if you want, the shepherd to me seems so laid back. You know what I mean? And I'm just thinking that if I get a nice young dog who's eager and positive, which the one that I walked with was fabulous, don't get me wrong, if I had no choice, it wouldn't be a problem. But I just think then, would they sit or lie on stage while I'm doing a bit of a talk? Would they be a little bit, you know, ooh, let's go, you know, I've got a classroom full of kids here, I should be playing. And I just think now I want that comfort rather than, you know, I don't want a Ferrari anymore, so I've gone past that. You know what I mean? I need something that's pleasurable. So.
Well, it's interesting because I'm going to be chatting with a young lady called Ellen Williams later on. She's got a blog called My Blurred Vision.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually be talking a bit about the white cane because she's had a kind of love-hate relationship with the white cane over the years. And at the moment, she hasn't been successful in getting a guide dog, so she's using the white cane. And you've had to revert back to it this year, and you haven't enjoyed that side of it, have you?
No, I never have done, mate. I mean, you know, from the first time that I was sort of diagnosed and I was thrown into the scene where I had Guy Kane training, it just wasn't me. You know, they tried to tell me that I have to do this and I have to do that and this is the way you hold the stick and whatever. No. In the end, I had about 3-4 lessons and they said to me, Dave, we're getting up on you, mate. You're going to do just what you do, don't you? And I went, yeah, no, I just swing it and hope for the best. Don't get me wrong. You know, when I've been around different places and I haven't had the dogs with me, they are an identification. They certainly do help. But I just can't get on with them. So, you know, I mean, and I guess because I've had a dog for so many years, I mean, the analogy was, when my first dog got retired, I had to wait about a month for a new replacement. And I was still going down the club. And Deb used to ring ahead and say, Dave's coming, he's on the white stick. Now, I used to walk down our street where I lived at that particular moment in time, which was 300, 400 yards to where I was going. Simon, I couldn't believe how many lampposts, how many trees, how many humps and bumps, how many bags, how many bins, how many cars, how many obstacles were in my way. It was incredible. Now, when I had a replacement dog, and for the first time I went out of the gate again, and I went down there, I couldn't believe, you know, you sort of, you swing left or right or whatever, and it's so subtle. And that's what I miss. You know, I miss that total independence where I can just harness a dog up. You know, you stop at the curb, you cross the road, you go to the shops, you walk up, you're proud, you're standing tall. You feel like a person again, if you know what I mean, rather than just trudging with a slumped shoulder and, you know what I mean? It makes you feel good as well.
Yeah, and
that's what I miss.
And this isn't to knock white canes, because I know some people who swear by them. And,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, and what I'm going to be talking with Ellen about is the whole dilemma I have just now is when will I start using a white cane? Because I keep hanging off and hanging off. And, you know, and I think it's part of my stubbornness, for one thing.
That's exactly the way that I was many, 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 many years ago, Simon. And don't get me wrong, guide dogs are not for everybody. And, you know, like a guide cane is not for everybody. But I prefer the dog. I can use a cane in my own way. But some people are a dab and daddy. And my goodness me, you know, Deb will say some, wow, that bloke, that woman just walked down that street. Kane, why can't you do that? And I say, simple, because I don't want to. But they get about and they do it, and it's fabulous. So, you know, one doesn't suit all, does it?
No. And I'm quite jealous of you because you went to Shrewsbury. I haven't been there in, oh, I don't know how many years now. I love Shrewsbury.
It's a nice place, I think. you know, I train there with Seamus. And the shopping centre is a nightmare. It's on so many levels.
That's right.
You know, but once we trudge the streets, but, you know, I mean, I'd rather train from home because obviously then I'm going to learn my routes. But hey, help, you have to go out. You have to. There is advantages with going away from the home because when you're with the dog for a week or 2 weeks, you know, you're with the dog, you're getting that bond. And even though my kids and Deb, they know they stay away from the dogs, as in, you know, it's my job to feed, etc. People can't help but fuss them, can they? When a dog comes up to you, you ain't going to say, go away. You know what I mean? So I think when you are within the hotel situation and you're training for them couple of weeks, you get the opportunity to, if you want to, the dog knows that you are going to be the handler.
It's funny you saying that. I never thought, from the point of view of, I know you've been there a couple of times for training, but, you know, last time I was in Shrewsbury, I was still driving.
Yeah, oh,
so it's a different perspective of getting around a city when you've got sight, when you don't have sight, because you've got the narrow lanes there.
Blimey, I mean, I can remember vaguely when I was training with Seamus, and it was the first time I trained at Shrewsbury, and we came through the precinct shopping area, what it was, and then we dropped down, or we went up a level, or whatever it was, and there was narrow streets, and, you know, obstacles all over the place, but fair play to him. You know, he took me around, he got me around Shrewsbury safely. Now, you know, I was never ever going to work around there, but it just proved that when you get home, you know, it builds that confidence when you've got a trainer around you that you know that dog that he has trained or she has trained, and you're going to spend that week or two with them. You pull off the tips, you know what they're going to do, the dogs, and then when you get home, you know, hopefully you just have that sort of perfect relationship that you really build on.
Right, well, how do we keep up with you, Dave?
Well, the website is, well, on a bike today. I've been on a tandem, so just keep running a bit quick, will you?
Yeah.
Website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Otherwise, the social media packages are the way to go now, I'm told. And Deb makes me look good by doing them. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy, and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. But, yeah. So, I've got my fingers crossed, Simon. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, everything's crossed.
For what?
The answer on the dog. 9 months without, mate. I've got to have a rebirth. And
Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that. Dave Healy, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for joining us.
And I might even let you into a little secret next week.
Oh, you're such a tease.
I know.
Ta-ra.
Bye.